Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, coming up on the 6th and 7th of September. It's Labor Day 39 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Both days, the sale will be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering a total of 54,100 head, including 8,800 yearling steers, 6,300 yearling heifers, over 15,000 weaned calves, 19,000 calves on cows, and 2,500 bred stock. If you'd like details about when a lot will be selling, or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give the folks at Superior Livestock a call, 800-422-2117. Labor Day 39 for Superior Livestock, 6th and 7th of September. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
From his sunup appearance over the weekend, Dr. Kim Anderson talked about falling wheat prices, explaining the why of the drop.
Well, we saw that decline. I think a big part of that is Russia front-loaded their export sales to try to beat the Russian government restricting exports, and they'll probably do that on down the line. You look at also the spring wheat production. It's about 200 million bushels higher than last year. Remember, hard red winter wheat was 100 million bushels, so the spring wheat more than offset the decline in hard red, plus you can blend that high-protein hard spring wheat with poor-quality hard red wheat and make up for some of that loss. So I think that's the major reasons it went down. We had a little bump in prices this at the end of the week, and I think that was the market just saying that, hey, Russia can't continue to do this forever.
So the question is, have wheat prices bottomed out?
I hope they bottomed out. We won't know until we see what happens in the Black Sea region and what happens with Argentina and Australia. You know, the northern hemisphere wheat crop's pretty much harvested. We know what we got there. That's about 85% of the world's wheat production that we know. So we got Argentina coming on down the line, and you look at Argentina, they're up 55 million bushels in production this year, but in Australia's down 54, so pretty much even out there. But Argentina and Australia and Russia will determine if prices have bottomed. I think they have.
Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson. After the Labor Day holiday weekend is behind us, on Wednesday of this week, we'll be watching closely the House and Senate Farm Bill Conference that will have a public meeting on Wednesday morning. For that one single public meeting, most of the actual negotiations over what the Farm Bill will eventually look like being done behind closed doors. This past week, USDA's Economic Research Service projected net farm income to be $65.7 billion in 2018. That's a $9.8 billion, 13% decrease from 2017. The figure is about half of what it was when it peaked at $123 billion in the year 2013. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says that figure is illustrative of how family farmers are doing financially. Not well at all.
Many farm families are in significant financial stress right now. They're burning through equity. Farm income has been cut in half over the past 5 years, and a majority of family farmers are currently earning negative net farm income.
Roger Johnson says the projection highlights the need for the Trump administration and Congress to come together quickly on a 2018 Farm Bill deal, as well as the administration moving forward to try to help repair some of the damage being done by the Trump tariffs. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots. Sale catalogs and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.